Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been, I don't know, how long since my last confession. I understand that you are here to listen to the sins of your flock, or whatever you call it. And that is exactly what I've come here to do. See, I've sinned. It's more than just simple drinking, smoking, cursing. You know, the usual. You see, I covet something I cannot have. I have been having impure thoughts about someone I should not. This person, I have fantasies about them, about ravishing their body and doing unspeakable things. I wish I could say that I am ashamed or feel guilt, but I don't. I saw this person around town and I asked around. They all told me to go to this church on Sunday, if I wanted to see them up close, that is. So of course, I did what anyone would do. I came. It seems that my crush is a member of the clergy, Father, and I wish I could say that made me stop fantasizing about riding his cock. Feeling his cum leak out of my wet pussy, but it doesn't. In fact, it makes me want to do so much worse. And actually fuels them, my fantasies. I want them more carnally than ever. Fucking in a bed isn't enough for my fantasies, no. Not anymore. I imagine coming into the church late at night. They're the only member there. I picture them on their knees praying to that so-called God in heaven. I gently touch their back. It startles them. I tell them to worship something that is actually real. I sit on the altar and lift up my skirt. I'm soaking wet. No panties, of course. I shove their face into it and tell them it's an altar and it's time to worship. They greedily bring me to orgasm right there, right in front of the Lord above. But that's not all, Father. I've started coming to church. No, I haven't found Christ. In fact, I think I found a lack thereof one ever since I started coming. No, I started coming to church just to see them. When they smile at me, I feel a heat stir inside. I want to feel their mouth on my body. I want to touch them in places that no one else has. I don't think even my crush realizes how innocent and corrupt they are at once. The perfect contradiction to entice someone. Something like me. I want to make them worship me and not that God. For that God, it won't make them feel like I do. God won't bend him over the altar, tie his hands behind his back with a rosary, and tell him not to come until he begs for mercy as I fuck his ass. It's such a shame. Really, it is. To see such a fine specimen give themselves over to something that doesn't even exist. God isn't going to fill them like I can. God isn't going to give them everything that I can. I want to be their religion. Our form of worship is the altar between our legs. Our prayers? They're the moans I coax out of their pretty mouth. Our sacrament is the holy orgasm that shatters their entire world. They have no idea just how crazy they drive me. So, I sit in the back. I keep my head down. I don't want to spook them. I don't want anyone to notice that I'm here. But I am. I sit there. Watching, waiting. The hymns they say, the prayers they chant, they sound blasphemous coming from such a person. I fantasize about them in church. In this very temple of worship, I picture such sacrilegious things. I want to make them recite Luke 15:18, 18:13 while they fill my mouth. I want to watch those precious tears fall as they say Psalm 54:5 while my hand works them to completion. I want to taste those tears and tell them how pretty they look when they're all desperate and guilty. I'm sure you think I'm disgusting, Father. But for some reason, I can't find it in my heart to care. I see this person, and I cannot help but to yearn to corrupt them. I want to take that purity I see within them and pervert it, twist it until it is something that no one can recognize. Break them down, mold them into something that is mine and mine alone. I understand that God says that we should not covet things we cannot have, but I cannot help but feel no ounce of guilt or remorse about my feelings of this. I wish to violate them in the most depraved ways, transform them into something new, something beautiful, something that is mine and only mine, for that God they worship, they do not deserve such a creature. I desire to be his God, and I want to suck every last ounce of purity from his soul. For being a God and being their God are two very different things. I do not desire to be some God in the sky. I do not want to watch people and have them believe in me. No, that doesn't suit me. I want to be the center of their universe, the being they worship and pray to. I want to taint their soul so that it is forever marked as mine. I want it to be so that God himself will never be able to take them because they belong to me so completely. Their skin will be marred with marks of my love like hickeys, and their mind will never stray. For what more do they need than me? I can be their God, but I'm sure they would say I'm more akin to a devil. Some test to test their piety in the face of trouble. A corruption that starts in the soul and blackens their heart until they're no longer pious, until they belong to me. Is that something a demon would want? Well, thank you for listening. I do not really wish to be absolved of these sins. Not really. There is no prayer you could tell me to chant that I would say that would cleanse me and forgive me in the eyes of that asshole in the sky. I think I knew that when I came in here. I just wanted to tell someone that would listen. Just who I was hoping to find. You.